Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. And it is all things sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity and recovery. The episode today is called It's Just Sex, Right? And I hear that so often, which is why it's the title. I cannot tell you how many clients, even though they walked through my doors with consequences, multiple consequences sometimes, decades of consequences sometimes, they still say, but it's just sex, right? And I want to take an opportunity, one, to unpack that, and two, to confront that, and three, to name it as addiction. Okay, if you are hearing yourself in your head or verbalizing out loud, it's just sex, right? Then please come back to me. Hear me say it's time to look at your sexual self, your sexual authenticity, and how gratifying and fulfilling it is. Okay, in your current relationship or relationships, dating life or married life. So please know that this episode is for you. It's for everyone. Because if you're asking the question, it's just sex, right? Then typically there's a problem in your sex life, in the expression of sex for you. All right, so super important. I want to start by talking about denial. Because when you start asking these questions or making excuses or putting protections around the dysfunctional behavior, you know that there is already an addiction at play. It doesn't mean maybe that your nervous system is yet dependent on these behaviors, but you are now wired for addiction. You are seeking it out in times of distress to soothe. You now have a relationship and a bond to unhealthy sexual acting out, which leads to sexual addiction and will disrupt any hope of intimacy and sexual health and healing in the future. So that's why we're talking about it. If you are already asking that question, it's just sex, right? Then it poses a bigger question of why is it just sex? Right? Why is it just sex when it's supposed to be so healthy? And so spiritual, and so intimate, and so vulnerable, and so involved, and so connected, right? So if it's just sex, then you're not having good sex, okay? And the goal is to have, you know, this amazing connection and ability to express yourself sexually in a way that is healing for you, in a way that is life-giving for you, in a way that is not causing potential consequences and risks and dis-ease and disease. Okay, so let's just come back into ourselves, try to chisel away at that denial and ask the right questions. Why is it just sex for you? Let's talk about that. Let's see if there might be some protective measures, defense mechanisms, and some denial around your relationship with the way that you are expressing yourself sexually right now. We've talked earlier in this season about the dangers, risks, and dysfunction in engaging with pornography. Okay, how that abuses and traumatizes and disrupts your arousal templates and ability to connect with your partner in a healthy and meaningful way. Okay, we have talked about the disease of addiction, the restlessness, the irritability, the discontent that lies beneath, the shame and the trauma that lies beneath these acting out behaviors. If these are the things that are driving your sexual interactions, these interactions are bound to become dysfunctional. Okay? So let's break through the denial. All right? Consequences are a beautiful teacher in that sense, right? But I'm here to say that even though my clients come to me with a plethora of consequences, the denial is still intense. And they're still saying, hey, it's just sex. It's just pornography. It's just masturbation. It's just a few times a week. You know, it's just my first divorce. Whatever it is, okay, there's still a lot of intense denial. Why is that? Why is there such intense denial? I want to just shower anybody listening to this, where this is resonating, with a lot of grace right now. Okay, there is intense denial around it because this has been the one thing that you have turned to repeatedly to self-soothe, to mood alter, to avoid reality, to avoid difficulty, to avoid challenges, to avoid insecurity, right? I mean, if you're insecure, it's much easier to go to your computer than it is to go to, you know, a place to meet up with a potential partner or to get to know people better, right? And so I give you grace. It's much less about the behavior than it is about why you're engaging the behavior. I also give you grace because you are now more bonded and more connected to this sexual addiction than you are to any potential partner or existing partner. Okay, yes, this is problematic. Yes, it will lead to the destruction of relationship, and give yourself grace because it's where you find yourself. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. It is okay. This did not happen overnight, and I can guarantee it was not your fault that this developed. But it is time for you to be brave and courageous and start to look at this honestly, willingly, and with an open mind. Okay? I also give you grace again because it is your medicine. It is your escape. It is the way that you medicate a world filled with uncertainty and fear. All right? But it's time to get honest. And that's what we're here to do on the Direct Impact podcast. So it's just sex? No, it's not. All right. It's not just sex. It is an expression for sex addicts of what dis-ease lies beneath. Is it childhood trauma? Is it hurt? Is it wounding? Is it confusion? Is it insecurity? You know, is it early exposure to pornography? You know, what is underneath? That is what we're looking for, because I'm here to tell you that it should not just be sex. Okay? And I don't care if you're single. This is for you too. If you're single, come back to yourself. Take one of those power pauses that we talked about in the previous episode. Get to know yourself sexually. Get to fall in love with yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and sexually, so that you can be the partner that you deserve to be, the person of integrity that I know that you can be, and be in committed, healthy, healing, life-giving relationships that we know we all crave. We know we all crave it because that's how we're designed. We are designed for meaningful, connected relationships. We are designed for good, loving, connected, bonded sexual experiences. Okay? And we're here to help about that. We want to hear about that. Anybody who is listening and they have more questions, or they're like, gosh, this kind of resonates, or I'm kind of confused about this. Maybe I don't agree with that. That is fine. We want to hear from all of you. And so please email us and let us know what's on your mind. We want to hear from you. And if you would be so kind as to review this episode and follow this podcast, we would love for you to join our community. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We will talk to you next time. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.